Okay, good evening, everyone. Last night we finished the halachos of challah. What we're going to do tonight, and Bez Hashem tomorrow night, we're going to discuss the halachos of playing ball outside on Shabbos. It was suggested to start halachos brachos. We'll see. You'll be in contact with us in regards to if that's a good idea. If you would be interested in that, perhaps we would start that mitzvah Hashem on Sunday night. But for tonight and tomorrow night, we'll do the halachos of playing ball on Shabbos, and then Thursday night, perhaps we'll do something else. So a lot of people are discussing now that the weather is starting to get better, what is the halachos in regards to playing ball outdoors or indoors on Shabbos? And definitely you have heard people say, what's the matter? You know, maybe it's not Shabbos dick, but what could it be against halacha in regards to playing ball on Shabbos? And they're only kids after all, usually. So let's just discuss some of the few halachos that the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Shin Lamed Ches, if hey, that a person is not allowed to roll balls on an earthen ground on Shabbos, even if there is an Erev and a person is doing it outdoors with an Erev, besides the issues of that. Let's say there's an Erev and that's not a problem. But a person can't roll balls on an earthen ground. Now, actually, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say anything about balls. He says nuts and apples. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch was not going to talk about balls because in Simen Shin Ches, if Memhei, the Shulchan Aruch holds that a ball is muksa anyways. So, but the Rama over there says that there are those that are lenient, and he says that's the custom that we hold, that balls are not muksa. So, although the Shulchan Aruch says nuts and apples, but we're going to give the example of the balls, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to roll a ball on an earthen ground, and the Mishnah Berurah explains that we need a smooth surface to roll the ball. If I'm playing, let's say, kickball, and I want to roll the ball to the one who's up turn at bat to kick the ball, so on the grass or the earth, I want a smooth surface, and I may come to level the ground. That's called a shvuya gumus, to flatten the ground, and flattening the ground is included in the malach of choresh, which is means to soften the ground and to make it more fit for plantings, even though I'm not doing it because I want to be fit for planting, but I am not allowed to do that on Shabbos, and if I roll something on the ground, I may come to do that on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah says that even by a tiled or cement ground, it is also forbidden, because we make a decree, we make a gzera one to the other. So first of all, it's not allowed on an earthen ground. Then the Mishnah Berurah comes along and says, even on a tiled or cement ground, you have, let's say, a backyard, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be telling us that that is also not allowed to play a sport that is rolling the ball that you play specifically on the floor. We'll get to about having a catch shortly. But as far as rolling it on the ground, a sport like that, the Mishnah Berurah tells us that now that would not be allowed. Now, it happens to be the Mishnah Berurah earlier in Shin Ches, he says that by women and by children, that you don't need to stop them. He says an expression that's called mutav yushaygin valyu mezidin, which means that sometimes it's better not to tell somebody something is forbidden if they're not going to stop anyways. So if they're not going to listen anyways, so it's better not to tell them that it's forbidden. But there's a big discussion, when do we say such a thing? Is that across the board or not? There's a Bala Iter that discusses that. But if the children will listen to their parents, so then it's better to tell them to stop if they're playing some type of game on the ground that they may come to smooth the ground. And the Mishnah Berurah is telling us even on a tiled or cement ground. The Rama says, though, that on a table is permitted. If someone wants to play a game on a table outdoors, like to roll a ball on the table, that's not a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah says also on a carpet, if you have some type of carpet outdoors, like in your backyard or in the front area, you have a carpet, that's not a problem also, because that's covered. The floor is covered, so then a person won't get mixed up with an earthen floor. Even more lenient is something that I saw in the name of Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Vosner, that they say that a person is allowed to play ball inside the house. If a person's parents let, they can play ball inside the house. And we say as well over there that even though there's cement and there's halachos as far as sweeping the floor, but as far as playing ball, not everybody agrees to this, but there are those that say, Rabbi Yashiv and others, that a person is allowed to play ball in the house because, again, nobody will get confused in regards to these halachos as, oh, cement, maybe cement is also mutter, and then maybe on the regular earthen ground is permitted. No one will make such a mistake. But there are those that say, I did see in the Sefer Children in Halacha, by Simcha Ben Kohen on page 137, he seems to be more lenient in regards to playing on concrete. If it's a concrete that was made specifically in order to play outdoors, he is more lenient, and he brings from other Paiskim that say that it would be allowed. Definitely for an adult, I will tell an adult that it's better not to, and Bez Hashem will discuss tomorrow night as far as what's Shabbistic, as far as playing ball and other areas of halacha that may be transgressed, perhaps if a person plays ball. We'll see that next time, Bez Hashem. But he is more lenient in the Children in Halacha, and Simcha Ben Kohen is more lenient in regards to playing on concrete, but for sure on grass or an earthen area, a person cannot play ball, a game that's on the ground. However, the Mishnah Berurah is pretty clear that any game of ball or sports that is in the air, if a person wants to have a catch with somebody, or volleyball, which is a game in the air, or tetherball, which is, you know, you have a pole and the ball is connected to a rope, a string, and you hit it around and around and around, that doesn't hit the ground. I saw Rabbi Ribia talks about tetherball in regards to an Erev, and assuming that there's an Erev in regards to Hoitzah, if assuming there's an Erev, also Rabbi Ribia is telling us that that's Mutter, but the Mishnah Berurah is clear in Shinches Memhei that any game that's in the air, that is not a problem of any issue of Ashvuya Gumus, of maybe it's going to hit the ground, that is not a problem because it's a game that's in the air. But again, we have to discuss as far as organized sports and as far as what a person should be spending their time doing on Shabbos, and we'll quote a scary medrash to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow night, but that is as far as that could be the potential problem. People want to know, what could be the problem? The problem is a problem of choresh, of leveling the ground, and perhaps that can be an issue when a person plays a game in sports with a ball that needs to have a flat surface. In this week's parasha, Parasha Shlach, there is an interesting Gemara that talks about a certain pasuk. The pasuk says Vayelhu Vayavo, that the Meraglim went and then they came back. And the Gemara in Saita says that the same way when they came back they had bad intentions and they wanted to say Lashon Hara against Eretz Yisrael, so too when they went in the first place they had bad intentions. Way back from the beginning they already had bad intentions when they went. And the question is, how could the Gemara say that they had bad intentions when they went? We know the Gemara says, Rashi quotes this as well, that they were Anoshim Chashuvim, they were important people, they were Chashuva people in the beginning. So how could it be that they had bad intentions from the beginning? So the Marsha says that they were Chashuv people, they were very special people before they were appointed as the spies. Once they were appointed as the Meraglim, then already once they were appointed, then already they had bad intentions even before they left. And the Stipler explains, in Berachos Peretz, the Stipler explains that becomes because of the Kavod. They got honor, that they were chosen to be one of the spies, and that could lead a person to gaiva. And a person feels that, oh, they're in charge, they're the ones, they're better than everybody else. We discussed gaiva last night also, and that could lead a person to go all the way down and think that they are better, and they could say bad about other people or about Eretz Yisrael. And this is just something that I know my father always mentions in his speeches in regards to chinuch and as far as parents, that this is true as regards to parents also, not so much as far as the gaiva and the kavod issue, but many times my father says that parents try to be parents just for the sake of being parents. You know, like your child is carrying the milk to the table and you say, oh, don't spill the milk. You know, that's my father's example. Don't spill the milk. Like, do you think the child wants to spill the milk? If he spills the milk, of course it was by mistake. And, you know, sometimes we have to not let our children do something if there's a proper reason, definitely. But just to be a parent for the sake of being a parent, because you're in charge and I'm the parent and you're the child and I said no. Why? Because I said so. And, you know, many times people do that, whether it's a parent or a teacher or whatever it is, any type of authority that a person has, so a person has to definitely keep that in mind. And that's a lesson we can learn from this week's parasha, that when a person is in an area of authority, that should not chas v'shalom lead them to gaiva. Okay, everybody should have a good night.